It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by our television show, This Week in Agribusiness. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. On our weekend television show, we don't just talk about individual farms and farm families. Yeah, we feature our share of those, to be sure. I've enjoyed so much over the past few years visiting out there on farms. I've been on more farms in the past 5 years, I would say, than at any time in my career. But we also talk about what's going on globally. In fact, on our show this weekend, respected South American crop analyst Mike Cordonier will be with us, zeroing in on what that soybean crop looks like down there. It's been getting smaller and smaller. But Dr. Mike, in an interview with Orion Samuelson and myself, said the corn crop in Brazil is drawing more attention than the soybeans. He'll explain that. Hope you can join us this weekend. We're seen on more than 120 local television stations and the RFD-TV satellite channel. Check your listings for This Week in Agribusiness. State police in Minnesota made it clear they didn't want motorists out on Interstate 94 between Fergus Falls and the North Dakota border because of the dangerous whiteout conditions. They emphasized last night it's illegal to drive on closed roads and around barricades. Statewide in Minnesota yesterday, there were about 500 crashes. There were more than 500 spinouts. There were 18 instances of jackknifed semi-trucks. But as of late yesterday afternoon, there had been no fatalities. Somebody messed up that very visible interchange project in Ames, Iowa, right there at the interstate in US 30, not far from the Iowa Department of Transportation headquarters, won't be done until summer now, 7 months late. It turns out that the anchor points where the steel beams would sit on concrete piers were off by several inches. An engineer with the Iowa Department of Transportation said that would be considered human error. From This Week in Agribusiness, it's a significant grain report day at the USDA. The first grain stocks estimate since the end of the partial government shutdown will be of great interest to grain traders, analysts, and farmers. Corn supplies will be a key number. Our economist friend Arlen Suderman at INTL FC Stone says December 1st corn stocks will tell us a lot about supply and demand. And he said any changes to the Chinese soybean demand due to the African swine fever raging in that country will also be significant. But Arlen says USDA will likely be slow to show that. Oh yeah, we'll get the estimate of the winter wheat acreage too. That figure is likely to indicate the smallest amount of acres sown to winter wheat in the U.S. in the history of the records kept. Not many 92-year-old men embrace Twitter in the social media, but former Michigan Congressman John Dingell did. He had more than 260,000 Twitter followers. The longest-serving member ever of the U.S. Congress died last night. His passing was confirmed by his wife, U.S. Representative Debbie Dingell, in a tearful phone call with the Detroit Free Press. It was only 4 years ago that Dingell started tweeting, and some of his tweets had a bit of a bite to them. Of the Motor City's pro football team, he said, and I quote, "Say what you will about the Lions, they've nearly perfected walking backward between plays while the flags are being picked up." That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.